Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The battle for the Republic is joined. Only Ron Paul has the right stuff and the potential to win the Republican nomination and defeat Hillary Clinton. If anyone else wins, you're going to end up with Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. Even Rush Limbaugh has stated that fact. And on that, he's telling the truth. Hillary is a shoo-in. Only the dark horse. And by that, that's the political term for out of nowhere, the deus ex. Only the deus ex of Ron Paul, that's the unseen hero that comes in the nick of time, literally the deus ex. Only Ron Paul can get enough liberal, libertarian, and real paleo-conservative votes. He has appeal across the spectrum. That's why he won in the MSNBC poll by 94%. He was winning by 30% in a 10-way race. Many points ahead of everyone until the poll closed, and magically Mitt Romney went above him by 2 percentage points. He got second place in a 10-way run, and that was after 3 hours of them demonizing and bashing him after the debate closed. That drove him down a little bit, and then Fox freaking out. Look, he's winning, can you believe it? So clearly, either they stole it poll-wise or by their electioneering, very skewed that happened. I'm going to go over all of it. Huge articles, the best analysis you're going to find anywhere at PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and InfoWars.com. Aaron's done a great article and is adding to it right now, titled Ron Paul Upsets Controlled Media Debate as Clear Winner. We'll get more into that. Also, we're going to get into the Paul story. Fox News rigs entire debate, savagely attacks Ron Paul. And it's so hard to get through Ron Paul's people. Last time he was on for an hour with us, told me during the break, he goes, listen, I've got all new staff because of federal election laws. You have to change things up. Just tell him, you have trouble getting me on. Tell him Ron Paul, to tell him, the congressman says put him on. But it doesn't matter. It's all new people. We've been calling for a week. And the head media guy goes, oh, yeah, I'm a fan. He's just so busy. We'll get him on. The head of the campaign goes, yeah, we know who you are. We know you're the biggest supporter. We want to get him on, but he's got to go through this person, and we can't even get through the secretaries. We know who you are. No. But we're trying to get Ron Paul on for you, ladies and gentlemen, to give you his take on what happened in the debate, unfiltered, uncensored. So when you're calling him to support him and make a donation, tell him, hey, come on the Alex Jones Show. Let the folks answering the phones know that. I know how it is. I have my own small organization. It's hard to get through to me, and I'm not getting probably 1/100th the contacts Ron Paul is right now. I don't even have time to go to the fundraiser I was officially invited to now here in Austin, but I hope you go to that this weekend coming up. Jimmy Vaughn and Robin Vaughn are going to be out there. Jimmy's going to be playing. Great folks. But I'll be busy here in the cave editing. Here in the Batcave, but we do want to get Ron Paul on so we can get his angle out on what's happening. We are taking his press releases from RonPaul2008.com and getting them up on PrisonPlanet.com, and I do want to support everybody and thank everybody out there that is supporting him. When we get back, I'll let Dwayne finish up what he had to say, then I promise we're going to hurry through Mark, Joe, Roger, George, and others' calls. Be ready, because I'm going to give you each about a minute and a half. I want to talk about the debate. I want to talk about what you saw in the debate. Again, I've watched different clips of it. I've analyzed it. I watched part of it live. There was so much evil that I was just writing notes the whole time. It was all spin, all attacks from the pundits, the Fox News people, the other candidates. They know who the enemy of the New World Order is. They know who the champion of the people is. They know who the David is fighting Goliath on that field there. They know it is Ron Paul. And that's why we've got to get behind him now, and you got to get the stories off PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and forewind it right now with the email, the MySpace, the message boards. You think you've taken action before? Redouble your effort. This and a lot more straight ahead.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the next 2 hours, we will play all these clips of Ron Paul and the attack dogs savaging him. He still won the debate. He was winning when they closed the poll out, and magically he was given second place. He hands down won the last debate. They were all attacking him, showing him again he is the champion. The nine nothings, the nine people no one will remember, the nine people whose ancestors will despise them, all like a pack of hyenas going after the lion, Congressman Ron Paul. Pathetic, weak, powdered, oiled little slugs. Weaklings. All right, Dwayne in New York, finish up with what you thought of the debate.
Well, what I thought of the debate was, I've noticed from the last two, and this is the second round that happened, that the subject of the national ID card and stuff, that when they started speaking and stuff, I noticed that they talked about the national ID card, and then they'll have to profile the illegals, which this is not just for the illegals. This is for everybody in the country and stuff, as well as for the North American Union, that you'll have to have this card in order to cross across the three borders of our nations that the North American community and stuff reported on in their CFR documents, which are online and public. But Ron Paul clearly just, cleaned the clocks of these people and stuff like that, and he just told the truth, and he kept it honest, and he just kept it basic and stuff, and I think he did a really good job and stuff, and I'm proud of him. And
I appreciate your call. That's a whole new level of deception in the MSNBC and now this Fox debate. You're absolutely right. What they do is, they go, we need the Real ID Act to stop the illegal aliens. The banks don't ask for driver's license. That's only for citizens. They are exempt from it by bank policy, and the federal government, Homeland Security, has reviewed it and said it's fine. It's been going on for at least 4 years, but when it broke a few months ago, Homeland Security reviewed it and said it's fine. But they sit up there and go, this is to stop illegals. People go, oh, well, then I'm for it. See, and they all know that's not the case, and I did see that last night. I saw that on the MSNBC debate. So somebody like Troy from West Virginia sits there and watches that, and they just totally buy into it. It all sounds reasonable. I mean, these are professional liars. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark. Mark, where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Yes, Mark, where are you calling us from?
Indianapolis.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, last night, I thought I was watching Nightmare Alex. It was a complete callous disregard for tact, civility, professionalism. I can't believe Giuliani got away with what he did. Ron Paul should have been like, okay, you want to go in? Let's debate, you know? I'll just bring up your record and bring up mine, and I'll hold you to it. Don't you agree? It was just disgusting.
But Fox was panicking because they would demonize him. Look at him. Giuliani called him out. And then there's Giuliani, you know, way down at 15% and Ron Paul up at 30%.
Yeah. Well, he was struggling. He was doing terrible. He knew that. And he kept trying to slam the Democrats. And the questions he was being asked, they were like, the moderator was like, hold on, I'm not even asking those questions. And he was doing terrible. So what he had to do, he had to cater to people's emotions and appeals about 9/11 and, you know, torture and all that. And, appeal to the most baseless crowd out there, and I'm not really too much in conspiracies, but last night it's hard to think that wasn't completely staged. Every act of it was. It was just, it was appalling. And I want to kind of give you a suggestion and all your listeners, jam the phone lines of Rudy Giuliani's campaign office, his secretary, his, campaign advisors, and bring these topics up of what Ron Paul's record is and what Giuliani's record is. He's a fascist. It's disgusting. I had no idea how bad he was until I started researching him, and he's pretty much up there with Hillary, just, you know, not too socialist, more fascist.
His father was a mob boss.
I don't doubt it.
No, listen, I'm ignorant because he's so bad, I thought I knew everything about him. Then I found major New York papers about how his dad was a mob boss. I mean, this guy is just unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of people out there have that misperception that the government, you know, they should give the government all kinds of power to do whatever they want in the war on terror. They need to think what restrains the government. It's this document that's just been literally spit upon anymore called the Constitution, and it limits the government and what they can do. And much of what they've done in this whole war on terror has been unconstitutional. I truly believe it's nothing about foreign enemies. It's not about the Muslims, because the Muslims are like the testing subjects. You know what I mean? Next, it'll be Christian conservatives.
I hear you. I appreciate
it. You know, reading, researching, and watching what's going on in this country, because I'll never watch. I'm ashamed to say I grew up a Republican. I'll never watch him again.
I appreciate your call. Well, it's both parties. That's the problem. They own both the fighters and the match, all the horses in the race, as they say. And if we don't shatter that left-right paradigm, it's over, folks. That's how they keep gaming us. It's how they keep winning. It's a rigged shooting match. Now, for those of you out there that have told me you're not going to support Paul, you're going to support Tom Tancredo because he's anti-open border. Tom Tancredo, who I've interviewed probably, it's probably been 15, 20 times. He really has changed in the last couple of years, and that Jack Bauer thing, he looked down. He knew the torture question was coming. He looks down at his notes and comes back with, where's Jack Bauer when you need him? And everybody, oh, yeah, because that's the pro-torture program on Fox. Now, here's an example of this. Here's a great example of this. They, just a few months ago, had a Homeland Security celebration on C-SPAN with Homeland Security thanking Jack Bauer and Fox in the show 24 for giving moral authority to torture. Now, the Nazis tortured people, but they did it underground at faraway camps. They were secretive. They didn't even keep records. They knew it was bad. The Soviets would torture you, but they kept it secret. Only America, The last time this type of stuff went on was 600, you know, years ago, 700 years ago, 500 years ago during an Inquisition, Spanish Inquisition, French Inquisition. Before that, the Byzantine. And still it wasn't that public. It was done in subterranean pits. Not anymore, folks. They are trying to sell you on evil. Because if they can sell you on torturing people, it's over. And they always use the analogy with the troops and everybody else and now the public and the police. Well, hey, they've got a nuke at a shopping mall, they're going to kill everybody. They've got anthrax, they're going to kill everybody. Would you torture their child? The answer is yes. Once you've made that moral decision, it's over, folks. Once you start down that path. Of course, there's never going to be the real case of, there might be a nuke go off sometime, and I assure you, it'll be Al-Qaeda, not Al-Qaeda. Same thing, but we'll separate the two. Verbally there. And, I mean, there may be a nuke, but you're not going to have somebody you can torture to find out about it. Or there might even be some anthrax. You're not going to have the chance to torture them to find out. And, of course, it really was that case. That type of thing would come up and might even happen. But the point is you don't codify it into law and set it in stone. It's a mind game. This is brainwashing, folks. This is how they twist your soul. They just, only in this case, but I brought up to Troy from West Virginia. Well, they torture pro-lifers. They torture anti-war people. They torture Christians. They torture everybody now, and they call it pain compliance, pressure compliance. I mean, cops have been told it's okay to break arms. Just break it. Just taser somebody who's tied down until they answer questions. This is in the news. They put it out like it's normal. But they know how to sell it. Let's go ahead and get into this clip. Audience applause as Giuliani, Tancredo endorse waterboarding torture. We'll play some of this, come back with the rest. Here it is, Fox Pentagon Broadcasting last night.
Welcome back to the Coger Center for the Arts on the campus of the University of South Carolina. The questions in this round will be premised on a fictional but we think plausible scenario involving terrorism and the response to it. Here's the premise. Three shopping centers near major U.S. cities have been hit by suicide bombers. Hundreds are dead, thousands injured. A fourth attack has been averted when the attackers were captured off the Florida coast and taken to Guantanamo Bay, where they are being questioned. U.S. intelligence believes that another larger attack is planned and could come at any time. First question to you, Senator McCain. How aggressively would you interrogate those being held at Guantanamo Bay for information about where the next attack might be?
If I knew for sure that they had that kind of information, I, as the President of the United States, would take that responsibility. That is a million-to-one scenario. But only I would take that responsibility. The use of torture, we could never gain as much we would gain from that torture as we lose in world opinion. We do not torture people. When I was in Vietnam, one of the things that sustained us as we underwent torture ourselves is the knowledge that if we had our positions reversed and we were the captors, we would not impose that kind of treatment on them. It's not about the terrorists. It's about us. It's about what kind of country we are. And in fact, the more physical pain you inflict on someone, the more they're going to tell you what they think you want to know. It's about us as a nation. We have procedures for interrogation in the Army Field Manual. Those, I think, would be adequate in 999,000 cases. And I think that if we agree to torture people, we will do ourselves great harm in the world.
Mayor Giuliani, the former director of Central Intelligence, George Tenet, the current head of the CIA, have both said that the most valuable intelligence tool they have had has been the information gained from what are called enhanced interrogation techniques, to include, presumably, waterboarding. What is your view of whether such techniques should be applied in a scenario like the one I described?
In the hypothetical that you gave me, which assumes that we know there's going to be another attack and these people know about it.
Back it up a little bit. Enhanced interrogation techniques. Suffocating somebody. By the way, police coast-to-coast torture people. They got the yogurt shop murdered people to say they did it. Now they've been found not guilty, of course. Turned out DNA showed it wasn't them. We know it was government officials that did it, according to all the info we have. This is the human sacrifices that took place here in Austin. And it doesn't matter. The cops took a gun out, put it right to their head, and said, I'm going to kill you if you don't sign that. They signed.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 16, 2007, spot gold at $668.50 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $690.03, $347.13 per half, and $174.29 per quarter ounce coins. That's $690.03, $347.13, and $174.29.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This just in, mainstream news. College student stood up like the Abu Ghraib, famous photo, put a bag over his head and a blanket over him, standing on a milk carton, milk crate. Army recruiting office came out, they physically assaulted him, called the cops. Cops watched it, then walked up after he'd been beaten. And arrested him, saying it was a criminal act of disturbing the peace. And you're going to see more and more of that, just like you saw with the illegal aliens. Guy protests them, and now it turns out anyone protesting in Seattle was arrested. Anyone who went out with a sign peaceably to say they were against open borders was arrested, and in many cases had their faces slammed in the concrete. This is the new America. All right, well, let's go ahead now. Don't you go to the Army recruiting office and do that. We're under Pentagon control now. I'm not going to be put up with it, you understand? I'm sure those officers that came up or just got back from Iraq, they probably support the whole thing. And they showed that enemy combatant that this is Abu Ghraib. Let's go ahead now and go back to Giuliani with the torture situation.
George Tenet, the current head of the CIA, have both said that the most valuable intelligence tool they have had has been the information gained from what are called enhanced interrogation techniques, to include, presumably, waterboarding. What is your view of whether such techniques should be applied in a scenario like the one I described?
In the hypothetical that you gave me, which assumes that we know there's going to be another attack and these people know about it, I would tell the people who had to do the interrogation to use every method they could think of. Shouldn't be torture, but every method they can think of. I'd say every method they could think of, and I would support them in doing that.
See, he is presidential scumbag material. It's doublethink. Everything is doublethink. Oh, I believe in the First Amendment, Alex, but you should be banned and thrown out of the country. Oh, I'm not for torture, but I think any means necessary, including waterboarding. Worst form of torture there is. It elicits the panic response, the death response. Let's go back to it. This is literally 1984, folks. We're only inches away from myself and everybody else getting arrested who criticizes these monsters. And at that point, we have to defend ourselves. I mean, they have criminals working for them, folks, and they're not playing games. Here it is.
I'd say every method they could think of, and I would support them in doing that because I've seen what can happen when you make a mistake about this, and I don't want to see another 3,000 people dead in New York or anyplace else.
Governor Romney, I'd like to draw you out.
That sounded fake. Did you hear it came up so strong real quick and went right back down? But maybe it's real because it is, I'm sure, a vetted Fox News audience. We can look at them. Oh, God, these poor people. Go back to it.
Yeah, first of all, let's make sure that we understand that the key in electing the next president is to find somebody who will make sure that that scenario doesn't ever happen. And the key to that is prevention. We've all spent a lot of time talking about what happens after the bomb goes off. The real question is, how do you prevent the bomb from going off? And that's what I spent my time doing as a governor over the last 4 years and serving on the Homeland Security Advisory Council. And that means intelligence and counterterrorism. Now, we're going to have, you said the person's going to be in Guantanamo. I'm glad they're at Guantanamo. I don't want them on our soil. I want them in Guantanamo when they don't get the access to lawyers they get when they're on our soil. I don't want them in our prisons.
Hey,
I want them there. Some people.
Yeah, God forbid you have to show that they're actually a terrorist or them have a trial. We need dungeons where corrupt government can just grab whoever they want. Yeah, that's a really good idea. We need to double the amount of people at Guantanamo Bay, where they admittedly torture people to then confess to the Lindbergh baby and to blowing up the Hindenburg and to sinking the Lusitania and to sinking the Titanic. I mean, that's what those people do. They just confessed everything. You know, hundreds of crimes. They confessed to bombing buildings that were built after they were arrested. And it doesn't matter. The government just says, yeah, it's all real. Because you got a public, on average, who literally doesn't even know what the three branches of government are. Just continue with the travesty.
I don't want them in our prisons. I want them there. Some people have said we ought to close Guantanamo. My view is we ought to double Guantanamo. We ought to make sure that the terrorists and there's no question but that in a setting like that where you have the ticking bomb, that the President of the United States, not the CIA interrogator, the President of the United States has to make the call. And enhanced interrogation techniques have to be used. Not torture, but enhanced interrogation techniques. Yes.
Governor, by the way, they're being very, very particular. Notice he is on the Homeland Security boards, and he knows this. The president signs open orders through the Secretary of Defense and then down the whole chain of command to the doctors that do the torture. The doctors. Meet Dr. Mengele. He's got some... Now, you're going to tell us you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, they admit that they tortured people's children. That's been in our news. Oh, yes, he certainly confessed all the crimes after we tortured his 7 and 12-year-old sons. We're the good guys, by the way. I mean, this is so sick. God help us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
Not a joke. I first learned of this 5 years ago in Oregon, where they CPS children at birth or try to force abortions. This is London Guardian, the biggest paper in Europe. Unborn babies targeted and cracked down on criminality. That is their headline. Blair launches policy imported from U.S. to intervene during pregnancy to head off antisocial behavior. It includes serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, in utero. You see, somebody like Troy in West Virginia doesn't even know what in utero means. We have entered the ninth circle of hell, ladies and gentlemen, and we have just entered, by the way. It's kind of like when it's a horrible rainstorm and tornadoes are out and it's raining so hard you can hardly drive, but you go under the underpass and momentarily there's a calm. We have entered the ninth circle, but we are in the eye of the storm. My God, what is the point of even having to do this radio show? But I guarantee you, if I went on some mainline show and even read this London Guardian article, people would call in and go, "What's the Guardian? There ain't no such." Oh, heaven help us. Army recruiters just walk right out and beat the living daylights out of somebody on the street of Boston for standing there in an Abu Ghraib outfit protesting them. And the cops come and say, "You're being arrested, boy. You're facing felony charges. You disrupted things. We say that your outfit scared people and they thought it was a bomb." Because in Abu Ghraib, of course, the guy's wearing the blanket with a hole in the head, you know, with a hole in it for the head to go through, and a hood over his head, and he's got two wires in his fingers. Everybody knows what that is. Now you get beat down by the army on the streets of America, and the cops that sat there in the squad cars and watched it. There's even photos of it, and they just walked right up and took him to jail, and they said, "Your life's over, boy. We're the good guys." And I'm supposed to like that. You know, I'm supposed to feel real safe and just go along with it and stick a "I support the troop" sticker on my car, which means I actually don't support them. It means I feed them through a meat grinder for the oil companies that have all moved to Dubai or to England. Yeah, you precious Halliburton. I just want to tell all you yuppies and all the old folks that support Fox News and the New World Order and all the liberal trendies that like Hillary, you're all going to get what you deserve, and it's not going to be at my hands. They're going to take everything you got if they win. Hell, even if we fight them, it's going to be bad. You fools. I take one little bit of sick solace, and that's this. It's knowing you're not going to get away with what you've done. Not the people running the system, and not the people that went along with it. None of you are going to get along with it. None of you are going to get away with it. Not you in West Virginia, Troy. And I'm not going to have to do anything to you for you to pay for what you've done. So let me tell you something. The truth is the truth. And you reap what you sow. And you've behaved in a way, and you've said things, and you've done things, and you put out a lot of evil. And let me tell you something. At one level of me, I say I get a little sick smile about it, but actually I repent of that. I'm sorry for what's going to happen to you, what the New World Order that you love so much is going to do to you, for this world and the flesh you love so much, and this world you love. So you just stay in the city, my friend. You won't even be given a reprieve if you try to get out of the city, but still turn back wantingly, because you love that evil city. Me, I'm just completely blown away. Folks, I've got stacks of news here in front of me today that is all so insane, so off the charts. You know, I saw some website attacking me saying I was a liar, going, "Mr. Jones tells incredible lies about the government wants to give us shots that have viruses in them that brain damage you. He's a liar." My God, it's been all over AP, Reuters, London Telegraph. They're trying to force the kids in Europe to take it. It has a live virus that attacks the receptor sites in some of the areas that regulate the dopamines that deal with narcotic molecules. There's websites saying I'm a liar about BT Corn and Monsanto having live pesticide. My God, I'm reading Associated Press. I just can't believe it. My God, they're going to be aborting babies forcibly because their parents were criminals or were violent or had some record. Or forced drugging them in the womb. It's already happening in America. That's just one of the many stories we've covered and had guests on and glazed over. Started it 5 years ago in Oregon. My God. My God. We can have the CDC's own documents about the girls taking that papillomavirus and all the horrible autoimmune diseases they're getting and the deaths that are resulting. It doesn't matter. These mamas watch the news. We're unable to reach them. We're not on enough AM and FM stations. We're not able to get to them. They don't see our website, or if they do, they laugh at us, and so many of them call the office crying. We don't even have time to call most of them back going, I didn't believe you. My neighbor told me, and that's the only reason I'm calling you now. She took it. She took it. She's having seizures. Please, can you help me? My daughter's having seizures now every week. She's got bloody whelps all over. Help me. I tried to help you. I tried to help all of you. Tell you what, I'm going to go to calls in a minute. I said I'd go to them. Let's go ahead and go to the defamation of Ron Paul. This is just a small compilation, only 5 minutes. Hell, if it was the whole thing, it'd be an hour long of the pre-thing and the post, 3 hours. But here's some of the defamation of Ron Paul. In there, you'll hear one of the head of Republicans, the head of GOPAC, saying, we don't care about polls. Republican Party don't want him. Because that's what it comes down to. It's you pack of scum that run the Republican Party and use it as a tool to pacify conservatives just long enough until it's too late to save this country. Go ahead and play the clip.
By the way, here's a look at the early results of our text message poll. In first place, Ron Paul, surprisingly, 30%. In second place, Governor, you're in second place with 27%. Third place, Mayor Giuliani with 16%. And so we'll be watching and monitoring those numbers for you all night.
Ron Paul coming in with the win on the text message election, at least in the early returns, is almost in line with the attraction that he's caused for the press. It seems that by getting slapped by Rudy Giuliani for his assertion that the U.S. effectively asked for the 9/11 attacks for bombing Iraq when it was under sanctions, he's going to get a lot of ink. So Ron Paul, quite by the actions of Rudy Giuliani's attack, may be doing quite well. And as for the text messaging, maybe he's a little bit better organized and having his organizers do the necessary dialing for all of that. Mitt Romney coming in a strong second above Rudy Giuliani and John McCain not yet placing in the early return suggests that folks have begun to sort of get a grasp for the top tier with the exception of Ron Paul.
We're coming up on close to 20,000 votes and the percentages are still staying pretty consistent. In first place, Ron Paul, 29%. Mitt Romney closing in on 27%. In third place, Rudy Giuliani, 16%. And joining us now is California Congressman, presidential candidate Duncan Hunter. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Appreciate
Alan,
it very much.
Great to
what
be with you.
Say that Ron Paul, with that big confrontation tonight with Rudy Giuliani, had a very different point of view on so many issues than every other Republican on the stage, yet first in our texting tonight in this vote.
I think there was a lot of entertainment there, and I think people are looking for entertainment.
So you think that's what it is? You don't take him seriously?
Well, when he says we started 9/11, no.
Well, he didn't say he started. He said our policies may have led people to disagree with us.
I'll tell you why I disagree with that. You know, the last country that we saved in a military operation was a Muslim country, Kuwait. So the United States, rather than being viewed by the Muslim world as a nation that's been aggressive toward Muslim countries, saved a Muslim country, and our reward was to get hit on 9/11.
Put them up on the screen here.
It's got to be Romney.
There we go. It doesn't say. It sounds Paul, actually. 30 for Ron Paul, 28 for Romney, and we have 16 for Giuliani.
Hey, listen, so my view, Congressman, Ron Paul did not win that debate by any stretch.
I'm not surprised to hear Sean Hannity say that.
Tied for first place, Ron Paul and Mitt Romney, 27%. Rudy Giuliani has the next highest percentage at 18%. And joining us now is presidential candidate, former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. By the way, I disagreed with Ron Paul winning that, but I haven't sent in my text vote yet because I've been busy at work and I haven't seen it.
Here's a current look at the results of our text message poll. In first place, Mitt Romney, 27%. In a very close second place, Ron Paul, 26%. In third place, Rudy Giuliani with 18%. And back with us now, former Democratic pollster Pat Goodell and GOPAC Chairman Michael Steele, both for Fox News contributors. Michael, what is it saying? That here you have, throughout the night, Ron Paul slipping just 1%, but been ahead all night. Perhaps the most controversial statements of the entire debate and at variance with everybody else in the Republican field.
Right.
What does it say that he's doing so well in our text messaging among those watching Fox News?
To be honest, it says absolutely nothing. It says that he's got a lot of folks out there who's going to text message for him. I think tonight, in my view, there was clear separation between those who should be in this campaign and those who shouldn't. And I thought that...
Based on what?
Well, based on their responses to the answers, I thought to the questions, their responses to where they're going to move, like to move forward.
Who should not be in the campaign then?
Well, that's a judgment that the party's going to have to make. In my view, I think Paul, in my view, hurt himself tonight a little bit. I think.
Not if you go by that text phone.
Well, again, I'm not going to look at a text phone. I'm going to look at my reaction to it.
Look, text polls are text polls, like internet polls. He did not win that debate.
But more importantly, I think what he said is outrageous. And I challenged him on it here. The suggestion here is that
it's our fault.
That our fault.
And that's crazy.
Prominent South Carolina Republicans are already suggesting that one of the things that's likely to be accelerated by this debate is the possibility that the field will winnow, at least in terms of future debates, the idea that Ron Paul did not acquit himself well, the Texas congressman, when he suggested that 9/11 was the result of U.S. occupation and presence in Iraq when it was under sanctions. There's been some criticism of Duncan Hunter and Mike Huckabee for just simply not being able to cut through. This second tier tonight, in a lot of minds, may have sort of slowed things down for the top tier because of the exchange.
I think Ron Paul, basically, for me, it's done.
Is there not room in the party, though, with someone who's got a different point of view on Iraq, who's totally anti-war,
no,
who truly believes our actions may have contributed?
Fine. I mean, I think that's perfectly fine, but we have to understand fundamentally what we're engaged in. I think that other candidates responded to that. You can have that opinion, but I think, you know, you need to do more than the finger pointing back at the U.S.
I'm glad you want to get in on that.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani should send him a contribution, I've got to tell you, for this case.
That was
one of the best moments.
One of the best moments in the campaign.
I want to stick with that because that was the applause line of the night. Why was it so powerful?
Well, let me tell you why. Because I couldn't believe how Giuliani was so contrapted over his thing about abortion against the worst. And suddenly, he was trying to can an answer.
Right.
Boy, he was really mad. It came through.
Okay, well, all that Giuliani worship interspersed with attacking Ron Paul. Now, frankly, we can go get Ron Paul's comments where he said the government could stage something or use a staged attack to go into Iran. Ron Paul knows exactly what's going on terror, folks. He's not stupid. But that would be political suicide because he wants to be as wide-reaching as possible. So even if you take the mainline story, obviously the globalists being all over the Middle East, attacking those countries, all those things going on, yes, that's why there is some real organic terrorism. I mean, I wrote so many notes on what you just heard. Maybe it's just better to take your calls. You hear Carl Cameron, the White House operative, admitted operative. I mean, look at Tony Snow, formerly a Fox Binger PR person. He said Paul got slapped down by Giuliani, so that's why it happened. You heard the Republicans, others going, oh, yeah, it was so entertaining. That's why they voted for him. That's what the head of GOPAC, or a big Republican PAC to Political Action Committee, said. They also went on to say that America was, quote, asking for it. Also, with poll trends, again, he went as high as 33%. He dropped down to 30, 28. Then the poll closed, and he went down some more. That's not how poll trends normally act. Also, you hear Carl Cameron and the other operative, Sean Hannity, and I saw it all night long, saying, yeah, well, conservatives are just now getting in there to text. People are just getting in there to text against Paul. It's just despicable what he said. Let me just say, I'm Sean Hannity here. I think what he said is despicable, and I've got to get in there and text. I haven't had time to get in there and text against him. And Cameron said that, too. They're calling in the troops. Get in there and text. Hurry, text. Trying to skew it. So he won during the debate. He won until it hit right before poll close. And I think they probably stole that, too. They just could not have him winning it like he did every other major poll in the last one. And they kept saying it was an upset that he was winning. There's no upset in that he was winning. He's winning everything. Just like our videos are routinely number one on YouTube and Google, and then you just erase our stats over and over again, so we can't win. It's like I'm a horse in a race, and I'm a lap ahead of you, and you make me stop and let them get a lap ahead. And you cheat us. And Yahoo and MySpace admit they're censoring our bulletins, and everybody else admits they're censoring Ron Paul. It's real simple. We just redouble our efforts and figure out ways to get around it and just continue to redouble and triple and quadruple to get our emails and faxes and word of mouth out and copies of DVDs. You know, I've got an hour and 49 minutes. I haven't even plugged my films yet. When we come back, I'm going right to your calls. If you believe in this show and you believe in what we're doing and you believe in the word we're getting out, you need to support us. But that's secondary. Number one, I made some great films in Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, is available right now. It is my most powerful film. There aren't very many left of it because when it sells out, we're not going to offer it anymore because second edition's coming out at the end of summer. There'll be a while where this won't even be available. It looks like they're going to sell out soon before we get the new one. It's done, but it's gone off to be manufactured. And because it's going to go in storage nationwide, it takes a few months for that to happen, so we can't release it till late July. We got a little bit of Terror Storm left at Amazon.com and a little bit left at Infowars.com. Every copy will get a little signed card with it that you buy from Infowars.com, or you can save a few bucks and get it at Amazon. It won't be signed. Again, Infowars.com or Amazon.com. You can link through the subpage to get Terror Storm at Infowars.com. And your support. I mean, I'm just going on faith here. I'm expanding, hiring more people, moving forward, and exhausting any capital we have in different ventures and producing one video that's going to be coming out soon, making my own video. And it's just, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I'll give you the mailing address when we get back as well. I do want to thank everyone that has supported us. You've made it all possible.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
You can write to us at 3001.
You that hide behind walls.
South Lamar, Suite 100.
You that hide behind
Austin, Texas, 78704.
I just don't want you to know.
I just want you to know I can see through your lies. You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never- never done nothing
except build to destroy.
But build to destroy.
Oh, yeah, tell him. Crank it up.
You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
I mean, look at this gaggle.
You lie in D.C.
of frat boys. Like a king's court.
War can be won.
They all think they're so important in their $5,000, $3,000 suits. All trying to get the attentions of the kings, which are just puppets themselves. All so self-important, they're nobodies. And they back up a system that's killed millions of innocent people. Brett Hume, all of them. Hillary, just all those pieces of garbage. They're all trash. They're all criminal parasites. And they're going to be defeated, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be hated in history. They're going to be scorned. See, there's people who aren't into building things and constructing things and doing good things and fighting for what's right. There are people who are just yes men who go look for the biggest power conduit and try to just burrow themselves into it. Because all they care about is trinkets and baubles and signets and logos of power. And watching a bunch of little painted strumpets on that debate last night, I mean, all of those other Republican candidates were just chicken-necked, cowardly weaklings. All of them. They were little effeminate twits. Pieces of garbage. Make me sick. I know how bad McCain is, but at least he had an honorable comment on torture. But still said the president might, you know, decide. Oh, my God. All right, let's just blast through your calls. If you want to write to me, I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Joe in Pittsburgh and Roger, George, Adam, Trina, Todd, and others. Go ahead, who's up first? Is it Joe? Joe in Pittsburgh, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I watched the debate last night, and from the get-go, I could tell it was definitely not going to go in Ron's favor. You had McCain and Giuliani standing right next to each other, and it was supposedly, they said at the beginning of the debate, you know, a computer randomly picked where each candidate was going to stand. And then the first question that Brett Hume asked Ron Paul, I mean, it wasn't any kind of a real question. It was, do you think you're running for the wrong party's nomination? From there, it was
yes,
just,
basically, you're not one of us. We're scumbags here to destroy America, North American Union. We're the gun control Republicans. We're the people that blow out the currencies. I eat dinner at the White House every month. I'm a piece of filth, Paul, and I'm calling you out.
Well, Ron Paul, if I'm not mistaken, he does advocate for a new independent investigation of 9/11. Is that true?
Yes, he does.
Does it bother you at all that he sort of towed the official line about Osama bin Laden and the 9/11 attacks?
It does at a certain level, but I know exactly why. He's just going along with the official fable on this show. He said different. And, you know, he's just saying that, hey, if we weren't in being this empire, it wouldn't be happening. Which is true. If we didn't have an empire, we wouldn't have criminals running it who carry out terror attacks. Good call. We'll be right back with the rest of your calls.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Terror.